Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Friday, February 11th. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. February 11th, 1994, dawned cold across the Tennessee Valley. An air mass that originated in the Arctic snowfields of the Yukon had in previous days blasted across the northern plain states and by the 11th had settled into much of the nation east of the Rockies. Far to the south, a storm was brewing on the Texas Gulf Coast and pulling plenty of moisture northward out ahead of it. The cold air was holding on stubbornly in the lowest several thousand feet of the atmosphere in Tennessee and Ohio valleys, even as it began to warm up higher up in the atmosphere. As the moisture from the Gulf of Mexico was forced to rise up and over that cold layer of air near the ground, it began to rain. But with temperatures still well below freezing at the surface, the rain froze on everything. The result was severe ice across all parts of Tennessee, Alabama, and much of Kentucky. Almost an inch and a half of rain fell at Memphis, all with the temperature below freezing. Power was knocked out in many places as ice accumulated on tree limbs and wires. In some cases, power was not restored for as much as 2 weeks. As the storm turned northward and into the deeper cold air, snow broke out on a wide front along the I-95 corridor and dumped heavy snow reaching depths close to 1 to 2 feet from Harrisburg and Allentown, Pennsylvania, into New England, including New York City, snarling traffic and closing airports. And that's what happened on February 11th. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.